Reading from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Book 1, Chapter 5, Text 129. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yatāham partya tatsanga stitim napnomi karachit nanmahalabhato hino satyaya. In contrast, despite my begging to stay in Krishna's company, I never obtain that blessing. I'm deprived of that achievement because of my degraded occupation of protecting the kingdom. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksu Unmalatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Greetings from Cali, Colombia. I mean, just the weather, the atmosphere, the Colombian people, the organic food. It's kind of like a paradise. Excuse my voice. I had a very interesting trip. It was really interesting. I'll tell you about it. When I didn't fill out my immigration form before I was booking in, so I went to the kiosk of the machine and they asked me to fill out my immigration form. So they say, the date of your passports. And then it went processing and it said, you have to, your passport, it's expired in 3 months. Basically, they said denied because it has to be, your passport has to be valid for 6 months. So it's really interesting, that would be horrible. People are coming for a retreat. I'm not personally attached, but people are coming for a retreat and then I can't show up. And then all plans get up thrown out. Then I have to get back somehow to maybe Jack's house. We'd lock the door. A new arrangement, new schedule. Of course, I wasn't going to give up. So I tried it again, and instead of and lied about when my passport would be expired. I thought, what am I going to do? So I put it in the thing. And it said, see agent. It wasn't going to process. And the agent said, no, 6 months. All Latin American countries are 6 months. So it's really interesting practicing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Practicing detachment. What comes to you is for you, and that's Krishna's plan. And our happiness should lie in not what happens to us, but how we react. But I wasn't going to give up so easily. I thought it was still my service. So I called Champak because she usually fills that out. She said, "Guru Maharaj, I'll fill that out in a minute." And then she called me back. She said, "Well, I filled out the immigration form. They didn't even ask for the date of expiry." So I filled it out again in the kiosk, whatever you do. It says see agent. So the same agent that said me no, I was calling her and she said no. She says she wasn't going to come over. She was at the counter now. She said, "No, it's." So I went over to her and I said, "But look, I got the immigration form. You know that they accepted the immigration form." So she went in and then she said, "Oh, they don't require 6 months." Okay. So that was kind of a reprieve. And then, because I get up really, really early. Especially since, coming from India, I began up like sometimes 11 o'clock at night, 12, midnight. So anyway, I go to bed early. I conk out early. So basically, I got on the plane and I slept. And then I got to Miami and I got on the plane and I slept. So when I got here, I just stayed up and chanted. So, I've been up since 10 o'clock last night. But it's interesting, and to think missing a flight is a problem. When people go through terminal diseases, they go through horrible breakups in relationships. They go through wars. Dukkha-layam-vishashvatam, that this world is meant to bring us to a higher platform of faith, that faith is the service of Krishna and not controlling the world. And not to be upset because, things don't line up exactly according to our. But anyway, it's a test. I wasn't going to free, it wasn't going to be pleasant. And I was, equal in happiness and distress. I was fairly, but, I was, yeah, well, this is nice. Now I can go without any problem. But it's been a nice evening. A nice evening. I know meditators, they either stay up all night or they, well, me, I get up early and stay up all night anyway. But so now we can go to the the verse for today and excuse my voice. Let me get some water. Excuse me for a second. All you'll see is the wall. Just take me a second to get ready here. One other thing, of course, not everyone's here, but I'm playing or toying with the idea of this WhatsApp group. And the consensus I'm getting is that people want a clean thread with just announcements and my realizations. So I put on, I had a Tattva Tuesday. If you're not on the thread, I don't know, write someone, they must know how to get on it, or write me. I guess I can put, anybody in the group can put it on. And yeah, it's interesting and I'm excited. It gives me a way to connect with people that I'm in a relationship with as a teacher. And I like branding, so I got Tattoo Tuesday. Right now, I think I'm going to change that Tattoo Tuesday, maybe with the quote by Prabhupada. Wednesday wisdom will be my own realization. We'll switch that around. I'm thinking thoughtfulness Thursday. Sometimes I find, because Veda means knowledge, so it's not that only knowledge is in the Bhagavatam, but the Bhagavatam knowledge or the knowledge of the Vedas may be everywhere. Whatever's knowledge, it's and sometimes there are brilliant intellectuals that analyze, the world or the situation or psychology or what's happening, that are Veda, man, that knowledge. So I thought, or maybe just a quote of wisdom or something, just something thoughtfulness on Thursday, and we'll take it from there. So on Thursday, I want to put up something that I think is extremely important. It's a public intellectual, and I'm not going to do things on political analysis. It's too polarized. Just on social and psychological phenomena that's just beyond ideology. But there's one intellectual, he's named Jonathan Haidt. Haidt. He's absolutely brilliant. He's been doing a lot of research on the present generation and why they're so screwed up. And he's really got it. And it's also relevant to us. So I'll do that now. When the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and I'm getting pretty excited because we're finally getting there. We started with the Brahmin, and we went to the king, and then we went to Lord Shiva, and we're going up, and Prahlad, Hanuman, the Pandavas, the residents of Dwarka. You see where we're going. We're going in deeper and deeper intimacy, and means freedom and force in relationship. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes why he's coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that love weakened by reverence. He wanted spontaneous love. Reverence means distance, fear, obligation. Mind you, it's completely pure. Those are respect, distance is part of love in a particular relationship. I always tell you, my father, if I would joke with him too much, he said, "I'm not your friend, I'm your father." But that distance is love. Or my distance is love. My respect is love. My obligation is love. But still, in a comparative way, even though they're all perfect, there's more freedom when there's less authority, when there's less reverence. And the love seems to take on a more and more and more forceful power. And that's what we are attracted for as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We're attracted to that kind of love, that sweetness. That sweetness of Krishna. Where was I reading this? Sweetness. There's something I read that's relevant, but and now we're finally coming to Uddhava because the Pandavas glorified the residents of Dwarka because of their association with Krishna. Krishna was with them. And therefore, Narada wanted their sangha. He wanted the force of that love that attracts Krishna in a familiar way. He wanted that love. But Ugrasena says, we are not fortunate. If you're looking for the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy, we're not fortunate like Uddhava, who is his parishad, he's his courier, his intimate servant. Uddhava, Bodhisattva, the most intelligent person, Sakshad Brihaspati, a direct disciple of Brihaspati, a dear friend of Krishna, and the supreme advisor, all used in Krishna's service to the extent that Krishna keeps him by his side. So Ugrasena, in contrast, despite this eagerness we have for Krishna's company, we don't obtain that blessing. And what, because I am deprived of that achievement, because of that Maha Labdhita, of that greater achievement, I am deprived of Hina. I am without Maha Labdhita, I'm without attaining that. Rakshaya, because of the activity of protecting, because of protecting Asatyaya Raja. My degraded, a such a degraded, degraded occupation, because of the degraded occupation. So that's management. It's not a degraded occupation, but you touch passion. And it can be distracting. It can be distracting. I don't know if this group has heard, but when I took sannyas, a very interesting story. When I took sannyas, wow. 1982, 42 years ago. I feel like Lord Chaitanya said to you, we must have been crazy. So young. I took sannyas at the age of 31. It was actually before my 32nd birthday. And it's a big thing. It's not like today, there's so many sannyasis. So I went to Mayapur where they have the meetings. And it was really a big thing then. So I had to get my danda. It's four sticks of bamboo, and you wrap it with cloth, and you cut one off at the top, and you put some fire, and you bend it a little bit, and that's called the jiva danda. In other words, there's three dandas that indicate that you serve God with mind, body, and words. And then the other danda, I gotta find my danda. Where is it? And the other stick, the it is indicates that the living entity is different. Three dandi sannyas, three sticks rather than eight dandi. Eight dandi is eight. It's only, it's the living entity is different than God. Living entity is different. So I remember I was on the long building, and then they've been there in Mayapur, and then Borijan said that there's been a crisis in England. One of the Acharyas, Jayatirtha, has left and is sending Satrut Maharaj to save the day. And he's leaving in 4 hours. And you have to take sannyas, and it's going to be in his room on the long building. Next time I should visit that room. On the long building in Mayapur, there's two rooms on top on the roof. So I had a shave, and I don't know, I don't get, and then we went up there, and there were five people. Two are left, myself and Pralatananda Swami. There was also an Agrani Maharaj. I think Italian guy from New England, looked very sober guy. Mahakram, very powerful, smart guy who eventually turned against ISKCON. And maybe Vipramukya Swami, all became gurus. So he went into Satrut Maharaj's room. And he gave a brilliant class. It's so impressive. You see Satrut Maharaj now. He's always been of weak health, headaches and things, but he's definitely younger. That's 40 years ago. So he was himself in his 40s. So more energetic. And while they're packing, he gives this brilliant sannyas lecture. I should put it on my new media. I don't know if Reti's on this today, but someone could remind me. Reti can find that lecture. I think it may even be printed in the BTG. And he gave a lecture on the first verse. I think it's the 16th or 17th chapter. 17th chapter, the divine and demoniac natures, and the divine nature indicated for different ashrams. So for sannyas, it was Abhayam Satvasam Shudhim Jnana Yoga Vivastita. And Satya Raj gave a brilliant lecture, Jnana Yoga Vivastitam. He said, when Prabhupada saw the first happenings album, Prabhupada said, "Oh, I look very philosophical." Abhayam, fearless, he told this story how they were walking in Calcutta and they passed the Victoria Memorial. And Prabhupada said, "When I was young, I climbed to the top." And they said to Prabhupada, "You must have been brave." He said, "I'm still brave. I'm still brave. Otherwise, how would I have come to America alone?" Satvasam suit him. Said, "Won't you be happiness in his happy in his renunciation?" And Prabhupada told him that the instruction he gave Vridayananda Maharaj and Satrut Maharaj when they took sannyas, you go to a very, very rich man's home and see all the facilities they have. You should never think, "Oh, I could have had that." You should be happy. You should be happy in your renunciation. And then he gave an instruction. He said, avoid politics, management, and avoid business. He said, because the Hare Krishna movement needs people whom we can trust, and these activities inevitably compromise one's trust. And you know, everything is based on faith. When you, if you want to learn, faith is the precursor of knowledge, because knowledge means beyond your present perception, and it may not be the way you see things. And if you don't have faith, you won't consider it. So faith is so fundamental in getting knowledge. So anyway, I'm seeing here, he was worried about, you know, he said, I did it. Of course, the mood is if you do it as a service, you don't get contaminated with any activity. I told him I took sannyasa, started taking disciples, and Srila Narayan Maharaj told me, don't think your guru, do it as a service to your spiritual master. So his problem is mood. We can take activities that apparently touch the modes, but if you do it as a service, you become purified of those activities, purified. At the same sense, you know, you have to keep in con you have to keep in consideration different ashrams and different situations and the things that you'll be challenged with, whether you enter the grahastha or the sannyasa ashram. You have to be very careful. Sannyas is the guru of all other orders, and you know, you can't let that go to your head. You have to be the servant of everyone. Grihastha ashram, of course, there's challenges, getting entangled in family life, etc. There's all challenges. But there's definitely a challenge in management. And therefore, when Tamal Krishnamurti said to Prabhupada, you should be the king of the world. And Prabhupada said, you manage, I'll advise. And we know that Prabhupada implored his disciples to take over the management so that he can do nirjan bhajan. So it's not surprising here that Ugrasena, but it was a service given by Krishna that he took to the service. But again, it's that humility. When you have consciousness of God, how humbling is that to see everything as God's energy? And when you're pure in heart, and therefore any apparent fault becomes magnified, how humbling is that? And that desire to be servant and not be the center, with that consciousness, how humbling that is, and how resistant one becomes. We've gone over that many times. So he's saying, Uddhava, he's always with Krishna. And I'm deprived of that because I'm managing. I remember also in the, I guess the 90s, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Gaurijan Prabhu and Giriraj Swami and maybe Satchinandana Swami sometimes, Shivaram Swami sometimes, Mother Jagatarini, Mother Karta, Parthasarathi Goswami. You know, we'd occasionally go maybe once or twice a week, and we'd study with Narayan Maharaj. Books that we never studied before, like Jiva Dharma and you know, the Panchjaya, the five chapters, and so many things. But you know, people were coming there. I joke in Vrindavan, it's a spiritual world because no one has a job, but I had a job. And it was an arduous job, and it began early in the morning. So I could see how I couldn't always afford the opportunity that I would like. But there's mercy. There's mercy. There's mercy. Purport: by saying that Uddhava never leaves the Lord's presence, Ugrasena indirectly advised Narada not to look for Uddhava at home. Yeah, because he's going to be with Krishna. And if Krishna's not there, don't go to his home because he's not going to be there. At the same time, he also made the point that he, Ugrasena, was not at all as great as Narada said he was. At least he was not as great as Uddhava, whom Krishna always kept by his side. Ugrasena's kingdom was indeed a gift from Krishna, granted him after his son Kamsa fell from the throne. But the kingdom was a mixed blessing, a kingdom always in danger of conquest by various enemies. Wow. Yeah, once you accrue some power, that's there's always envy, and then there's attachment. And almost sometimes there's more anxiety not having something than having it and fearful it's going to be taken away to a certain extent. And the envy it attracts. And therefore, if you have resources, inevitably people want those resources. And the narcissistic tendency tends to see the world as one's own. So kings with kingdoms and other kingdoms want it. It's just the way it works. So living in all kinds of fear is also there. Ugrasena's kingdom was indeed a gift from Krishna granted to him after his son Kamsa fell from the throne. But the kingdom was a mixed blessing, a kingdom always in danger of conquest by various enemies. To make Ugrasena accept the throne, Krishna has resorted to duplicity. He asked Ugrasena to watch after Mathura because the kingdom needed to be guarded against certain threats while the Lord traveled elsewhere. In fact, however, no threats existed. We read in Sri Harivamsa 247, 16 to 17, and 21 to 23 that during Rukmini's Swayamvar, Lord Krishna told Ugrasena, Tishta Twam Nipa Sardula, Bratra Me Sahato Nipa, Kshatriya Nikrita Prajya, Shastra Nishchitadarshana, Prim Shunyam Imam Vira Jaganya Masma Pidyam. O tiger among kings, please stay here with my brother. There are many warriors who externally follow the rules of scripture, but whose intelligence is perverted. When these kings find the city vacant with no ruler in place, they will attack it and impose terror. How much anxiety and war, especially when your ego is invested in a kingdom. Attachments are the cause of suffering. They can be the cause of satisfaction when they're done according to the Shastric regulation, but they're a source of anxiety because they're filled with duality. We have them and then we won't. Ugrasena replied, Tuya vihina sarvasmya nashakta shukam asitum. Puresmin Vishayante cha Patihina Yatastya Twatsanata Vayam Tata Twadbahu Balam Asvita Babimo Narendranam Sendranam Apimanada Vijayaya Yadushreshta Yatra Yatra Kamishyasi Tattvam sahito smabhir gacheta yada varishtaba. Without your presence, none of us citizens could live peacefully in this city. or its outlying districts, just as women cannot live happily without their husbands. Dear son, we all consider you our master. We depend on the shelter of your mighty arms. Therefore, O creator of our honor, we fear no earthly kings, nor even Indra, king of heaven. Wherever you go to find victory in battle, O first and best of the Yadus, you should please take us with you. 130. Agya Palana Matraika Seva Dara Kritotsava Yatacha Vanchito Nitva Mitya Gaurava Yantranam. I delight in only one real honor, being able to carry out Krishna's orders. But the false honor he shows me simply torments me and leaves me feeling cheated. So Krishna respects him as the king. Even when Yudhisthira went on procession, Krishna followed in the crowd. But what's the honor he wants? Not as controller, but as servant of Krishna. My honor, I have his order, and that's real Dasya Bhav. Real mood of servant is you want the service. And that's what bhakti means. Bhakti means to make oneself available for service, to do service and to want service. It's the essence of bhakti. It's because the foundation of all bhakti is Dasya Ras. Madhurya Ras is also Dasya Ras in the sense it's the mood of service. So that's the foundation of all rasas, is the mood of service. And to get that service, you know, there's this very high book, Balap Kushmanjali, A Bouquet of Lamentations by Raghunath Das Goswami. And there's one verse where it describes Rupa Manjari describing how fortunate Ruti Manjari is. Because in her love affairs with Krishna, she left her belt. And then when she was with the gopis and going home, she saw it wasn't there. So she just gave a look and kind of indicated to Rati. So how fortunate to get that seva. That's real devotee. Devotee wants seva. That's why at the feast, the advanced devotees serve. Or they try to. Ugrasena's only happiness lies in receiving Krishna's command. But Krishna approaches Ugrasena as a subordinate, praising him, "You are the noble king of the Yadus. Our grandfather, the pride of the Aryan race, sitting on your lion throne, please tell us what service we should do for you. What's the name for Gopi? King Kari. Kari, what to do? What can? What you want? Kari, we will do." Receiving such respect from Krishna greatly embarrasses Ugrasena. In Sri Hari Vamsa, Krishna is described entering Dwarka after being anointed King of Kings. Coming down from his chariot at the city's gate, Krishna saw Ugrasena standing to receive him. Krishna then told Ugrasena, "Yanmaya swabhishiktastvam mataresha bhavan iti nayuktam anyata kartum mataradhipate svayam argyam akshmanayam cheva padyam Chata nivedi tum nadatum arase rajam eshame manasapriya." Quote, "Because I officially anointed you king of Mathura, it is improper for you to act in a contrary way. You should not present me with these offerings of Argya, Atman, and Padya, dear king. That is my heart for what. So now Krishna is saying, don't worship me. He's saying, this is hell. Now I'm the king, and Krishna can't worship me because of the social order. This is hell. So that's hell. Hell is not having service. That's hell. Not being bereft of enjoyment and control. Uga's pained by such statements, considering them deceptive. To him, they are proof that he's certainly not a fortunate recipient of Krishna's mercy. Krishnena natata kaschit udavascha mahasukhi tat parshva sevaso bhagyad vanchitasyat kadapina. No other devotee of the Lord is ever cheated like this. But as for Uddhava, he enjoys the greatest happiness, privileged to stay always by Krishna's side. He is never deprived of Krishna's association. Tathagatva 132. Bhavatasuma drisham. Sandesham etam chandavedaniya adyat yagad agamanasya vela sanatamadaya sobham sanataya. Therefore, please go to Uddhava quickly and convey from us this message. The appointed time today to come to the assembly hall is already passed. Kindly bring Krishna and grace the assembly with our master's presence. Purport. In the phrase, Subham Sanataya, please grace the assembly hall. The verb Sanataya literally means, please allow us to have its master. The idea implied is that without Krishna, the Yadavas would be left helpless. They expect and require to see Krishna in person every day. Another implication in this verse is that Narada is more fortunate than the Yadavas because he can freely enter Krishna's private quarters wherever he wants. Thus ends the fifth chapter of part one of Srila Sanatan Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita entitled Priya, the Beloved. So we just see this is bhakti, wanting to be with Krishna, wanting to serve Krishna, wanting to have a relationship with Krishna. And that's the foundation of all these relationships. They're all pure devotees because they have no other desire than to serve Krishna. And the greatest service for Krishna is our love. And love comes in relationship. So whatever relationship you have with Krishna, that's the best service that you can do, is to love Krishna in that bhav. And there's no hankering for any other service because that's the service where you can serve Krishna best. And the things you do best, you can do with the most love. So it's not this duality that the coward boys want to be gopis or the parents want to be coward boys. They love Krishna and they have an eternal relationship with Krishna and a particular bhav to express that love. Thus ends the fifth chapter of part one of Sanatan Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita entitled Priya the Beloved. Now we're going to have two more incredible chapters, which will be called Priyatama, the Most Beloved, and then the final chapter, Purna, the Complete Perfection. So don't miss Sunday, because this is going to be intellectually and emotionally the most stimulating shastra you heard. The sixth and seventh chapter is amazing. So anyone like to share, we'll start with you, Jamuna Jai. If you're there, you can start a Share a reflection. All right,
Hey,
class.
Kishore. Thank you for class. Glad you made it on the plane. Well, one is that my heart is just going out to Ugrashena on this part. I can just feel his agony, and it's reminding me of Advaita Acharya, how you taught to us that he didn't want to be so respected by Lord Chaitanya. It's like, stop it, stop it, and things he did, so Lord Chaitanya would not glorify him. But I also love so much. You say it often that what you do the best you can offer with the most love, and it's so beautiful that Krishna likes and allows this like wide variety of ways that people can love and express. And as you say, there's nothing wrong. There's the mother's love that's different from the goat from the cowherd boy's love, and there's nothing wrong with them. They're all perfect in their way. So I really appreciating that Krishna is so merciful in that way, such variety.
That's beautiful. That's the points. The points are perfect, more perfect, most perfect, which doesn't exist in the material world because perfect is a superlative. There's nothing better. But there's a perfection where you can keep on getting better and better. Otherwise, it's not perfection spiritually. Thank you.
Yes.
Anybody else like to share a reflection or any questions?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Gail, yes.
When those devotees who are more reverential towards Krishna, one of their aspects is that they have fear of, I guess, offending, and so I'm just trying to reconcile that a little bit with the fact that they are utterly selfless in
Just
their
look at it as a respectable father. You really love a father. I know how rare it is in this world now, but like a super respectable look up to the person, idolize that person, perfect in every way. So, yeah, part of your love is a little fear you may do something wrong. It's not a negative. It's not a negative thing to fear to do the wrong thing. Fear of doing the wrong thing is not a negative thing. It's either an example of love or it's an example of righteousness.
Yeah, you love the superior so much that you're fearful of doing anything that would upset them.
Yes, upset him, disappoint him. Yes.
Okay, Maharaj, I forgot what was the other thing that we sh devotees should avoid: politics, business, and what?
It's politics. No, it's just two things, politics and business. That was it.
Okay. How did you, how
Initially,
did you?
I couldn't avoid the politics. And the reason I took sannyas is I needed a stick to fight with the other people who had sticks to defend myself. Very frankly. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, how did you get that reprieve when you were trying to get to Colombia with the passport business?
Because, see, if I filled out the application beforehand, they didn't ask those questions. It wasn't a requirement. And that's what I usually do with Champak. And then that's already in the thing. And I just fill out and get my boarding pass. But because I didn't have it, I had to fill out this form online. And it asked for that information. And then it immediately said, and the reply was, it wasn't actually the law. So when that lady who initially was helping me and then wasn't and then didn't want to say it, it's too bad. When I came with that immigration form that was downloaded now, she said, "Okay, let me look this up." And she said, "Actually, they don't have that requirement." So that's how I
Wow.
got the decree. It was all Krishna. It's like, the cat playing with the mouse, letting it go a little bit and catching it again, So Krishna was just playing with me.
Okay. Thank you,
Testing
Mark.
me. Testing me.
It is a beautiful reminder. You did it in your Wednesday wisdom too, the fact that everything is for us, nothing is against us. It's a, I mean, we hear it all the time, but reminders are never too much of that.
So, Gail, you think this is a good idea, these little clips there?
Oh yeah. I mean, any
Yeah.
way we can get your visualizations are good.
Okay, great, great. That enthuses me. And yeah, I also got some other messages that they just would like to just keep the thread clean, you know? So it's focused on that. You also wrote that to me. Okay.
How about a thought for Thursday? You said thoughtful Thursday
Thoughtful,
thoughtfulness. A thought for
thoughtful
Thursday.
Thursday. I want to put something that's not from the Bhagavatam, but something I feel is really helpful. I mean, actually, that habit thing could have been there, but that was my thought. But you know, anyway, I'm just playing around. I like to brand things, you know.
No, I was actually making a suggestion, Maharaj.
Yeah, go ahead.
A thought for Thursday.
Okay, a thought for Thursday. Okay, we'll do that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I spoke to that Nilambari. You should listen to her album and singing with her husband. It's great. Nilambari, Nilambari. So she became friends with your daughter. And then she told your daughter that after this, and because Nilambari's daughter herself is just amazing, like 5 years old, can do portraits and sing, a very special soul. So she told Nilambari said, your daughter asked, where are you going after this? She said, Govardhan. Oh, are you going to see Dhanadhar Swami? And then she said, well, how do you know Dhanadhar Swami? Oh, my mother, you know, always goes to his Vyas Puja and his programs. And then Nilambari said, oh, you're the daughter of the famous Gail. Okay.
Yeah, she's in Vrindavan right now, my daughter, by the way.
Yes. Oh, well. She's got a lot of, yeah, it's wonderful.
She'll be there for a few weeks.
Great, great.
Yeah, I'll look up Nilambari. I'll try and find her stuff.
Yeah, you'll really like it. Nilambari, her and her husband. It's great. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, anybody else like to say anything?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Shvari Sundri.
Hey, Haribo.
Haribo. So nice to see you the other day.
Yeah, it was nice to see you. Okay.
We'll talk today. You still
Yeah.
have time?
You know, I'm just here. I don't know what's going to be thrown upon me, but I'd say anytime, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, your time, send me a message. Okay.
I will. Hare
Okay.
Krishna.
Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, Tota Gopinath here. Great to see you got there.
Okay, Haribo, Tota.
Right. Haribo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Gurudev. Thank you very much for the
Where are
class.
you now?
GEV still.
Where?
Still Govardhana
How much longer are you going to be there?
Village. Just one more day. Yeah.
Both of you?
Yeah, and then we will both go to the airport. My mom goes back to Iran, I go back to Vancouver.
Just think how fortunate you are to go to India. You know.
I was just so unfortunate not to be able to see you,
Yeah,
Maharaj.
that was
I hope
you.
next time we can see you.
Well, definitely, I'm definitely the next time I'm in India, I'm going to stay into April.
Okay.
So if you want to go to the Echo Village and then come over to Govardhan.
Right. But we would never go in March to here. It's too hot, Maharaj. It's unbearable for our bodies.
Yeah, really?
Yes,
Yeah, it's very hot. Yes.
Hey,
I'm
what's that?
nosebleeding every day because of the heat.
What's that?
Nosebleed is coming. I have nosebleed every day because of the heat.
You know, They once had a GBC meeting there, I think, in October, and I don't think they'll ever have one there again. There's no air conditioning.
Oh, in the room there is, but we're mostly out, so it's like too hot. So I think the best time here is like in December, January.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we did enjoy our trip here together, me and my mom. Yeah.
Okay.
We love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Govardhon, the weather's great. Oh my God. In March. Wow. Perfect. Okay. Anybody else say
Thank you.
hello?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Gaurash, it's Lal Govinda.
And Braja, thank you for
Thank you
class.
for class.
All right, Bo.
Hare
Hare
Bo.
Bo. Maybe one day you can make it out here sometime in the future.
Yeah, that'd be
There's
really
so many
nice.
places to go, though. That's I can't have more than one retreat a year here anymore. We have the Bhakti immersion in Pumpkin Hollow,
Yeah.
Govardhan retreat, my Puri retreat. Then there's the general Sadhu Sangari. There's so many things. I remember I used to have my Panihati festival because nothing was going on. I'm sure I had Indradyumna B.B. Govinda Swami Radha. It's like there was nothing going on. So anyway, it's fortunate there's more things going on.
That's great.
Okay, Hari Bo.
Very well.
Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Krishnamrita. Thank you so much for the class. It was very interesting and unexpectedly for me to hear that distance is love in some relations. Very interesting. Thank you.
Very interesting. Yes. Thank you for getting that. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Brajradeh here.
But nice to see you and your husband and your son. He's a special soul. You should be very proud. Very special person. Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else say hello? I'm
Hare
looking.
Krishna Maharaj, it's Yvette. Thank you for class.
Yvette, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to do a program at the Bhakti Bandhav
Right. I'm
on the
looking forward to
20th
that.
of April. Do you live near there?
I live like about 20 minutes from there. Yeah.
Oh, great, great. So we'll see you there. Okay, Hari
The
Bo.
20th, you said?
28th.
28th. Okay, great. Look forward to it.
Hey, anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Amala, Hare Krishna, nice
Thank
to see you.
you.
Okay, great. Very good. Okay, I'm looking at the names. I see everybody there. Great. Okay, Vanchakalpa, Turubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo. Okay, and I saw the chat. Armin and Krishnamayee, Haribo.